Welcome to the Diva Shop Podcast. Good morning, ladies. It's Friday, June 8th, 11:55 a.m. I've got three blogs for you today in the Diva Roll, and then a review in the Soapbox on Dove Energy Glow Lotion, and how to make a halter top out of a square scarf. And that's about it, so let's go to the Diva Roll. Now, the first blog I want to tell you about is called Diva's Dressing Room, and the blurb on her site says, "She's trendy, she's fashionable, she's fabulous, she's a diva. She is a renowned shopaholic. She loves clothing, shoes, accessories, and all beauty products. This is what she wears, this is what she uses, this is her dressing room." It's a really cool blog, and she's also got a great post about different ways to wear scarves. Thought that was really handy to know. Now, the next one is called pursuing.com, and what it is the word purse, as in handbag, purse with U-I-N-G off of it, and it's... This blog obsessively covers purses, bags, totes, clutches, and just about anything else you can carry on your shoulder. Every post is about a different bag. This is a really cool blog. The other one is Fashion Folio, and this is a blog of an amateur fashion photographer, and several of her photos are great, and they look like they belong in glossies as far as I'm concerned. This is a really cool blog, too. Now, again, Diva's Dressing Room is divasdressingroom.blogspot.com. Pursuing, purse, U-I-N-G.com. And then fashionfolio.blogspot.com. So, hope you enjoy those. Check them out. Now, as I said, I would do a review of Dove's Energy Glow Lotion. I got a sample of the stuff from Dove. The container says medium to dark skin, so it's probably too dark for me. I probably should get the one for fair skin, but it was a sample. But even at that, though, the tan still looks natural. It looks as though I had sunned myself for a little while, and nobody even suspects that I've used a self-tanner, so that's how natural it looks. So I really like this. I think next time, if I buy it, I would probably get the fair-skinned one. It would probably be a little bit more gradual, but I liked this too. I thought it looked good. It looks natural, and as I said, nobody even suspects that I use a self-tanner, so I'm sold on this. It's pretty cool. Now, as I said in the intro, I would tell you how to take your square scarf and make it into a halter. Now, like I said, you need a perfectly square scarf. It's got to be at least 120 centimeters both ways. Now, if you're bigger, you might want a larger size scarf, but it has to be at least 120 centimeters square. Now, take that scarf and tie a knot in the very center of the scarf on the back side. Then fold the scarf diagonally so that the knot is inside the fold. Then wrap the scarf around your waist and tie the folded corners in the back. Then lift the loose corners up along the torso and pass one around each side of the neck. And tie the loose corners at the back of the neck. Adjust the waist fold so that the knot is hidden. Now, the resulting blouse halter that you're getting has a shirred look with gathering at the waist. And look very pretty, great for like a date night or dinner or however you want to do it. It'll look really nice. Well, that's all for today. Thanks for listening. As always, you can send me your comments, feedback, questions at divashop2@gmail.com. That's divashop2@gmail.com. And also, feel free to check out my blog. It's at divashop.blogspot.com. And thanks for listening, and you all have a good weekend. Bye.